Hello, my darlings. Happy Wednesday. Happy day of Mercury. And let me give you the hot tip. There is a lot of talking going on for me today, as per usual clients, and lots of other things that I'm recording. And of course, my podcast, which comes out on a Wednesday because it is the day of Mercury, the day of all things communication. And what a week we have. It's a really interesting week. If you got my Monday musing, my email, it was a bit of a fucking shit show because I'd done my back. Of course, hello, Saturn into Pisces has activated my sixth house of health. And yeah, it was just a bit of a time because if you know and you've had back pain before where it debilitates you to not be able to move, there's a little bit of PTSD that sort of happens. Your body remembers and then goes into a bit of like a shock. And yeah, so ultimately, I woke up. Oh, actually, it was Sunday that my back was feeling a bit tweaky at the gym, and I just was like gentle with my weights and things like that. But then, like, I just did a whole lot of pottering and cleaning because, hello, we are in Moondark. We are on the last week of Pisces season, the last week of the astrological year. So, this is the time to clear out, purge, let go, release. So, this on steroids, my friend. So, Sunday, I was at the gym and I come home and I just cleaned and cleared. And, I cleaned my entire cupboard, I cleaned my entire wardrobe, and I really got rid of. Yeah, all the, old clothes that I've sort of been hanging on to. Like, I've literally, like, even the beautiful dress I wore to my beautiful sister-in-law's wedding, which was now 10 years ago, which, regardless of if I ever fit it again or not, I've just been holding on to it. So, bye-bye. Like, Salvation Army are going to get a really beautiful, expensive dress in their little thing. So, I just got rid of stuff. It's like, oh, but it's so pretty. It's like, yeah. And then when you go to another wedding, you're going to buy another dress, babe. Just, move on, let go. So there has been a whole lot of purging and a whole lot of releasing and a whole lot of letting go, out of date food. Again, it's like this is the time of, I think I said this last week, what is expiring in your life from clothes to books to beliefs to food to containers to friggin' products to, get rid of the old makeup, get rid of your old elixirs, get rid of the old shit. Burn it all, let it go, and really let this be, the flame of rebirth. Let us phoenix the fuck out of ourselves as we move into Aries season on the 21st of April. So, as you can, we've only got what, five, six, like 6 more days, and we are in Aries season. We are at the click, the clock of the new astrological year, which I am so here for. But Sunday, I felt all the tweaking happening. I did like all the cleaning and the cupboards and lots of groceries and blah, 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 blah. And well, Monday, I woke up. I just cried all morning. I wrote my email heavily drugged up after a pretty big osteo session, which I'm still just recovering from. So I'm just like literally sitting upright, really supported my lower back. And look, I must admit, thank you. Well, firstly, thank you for everyone who has been messaging from my email or my Instagram post, which I sort of condensed my email to be an Instagram and a Facebook post around the shit show of the week that's coming up, which is all really just a week of unpredictability, possible confusion, possible illusions, just not a week to be making big decisions, darlings, especially from today, as in Wednesday, sort of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just sort of up until this astrological new year, but because of, all these configurations that are happening in the sky. But, it's really intense the next few days. Because the moon is sort of here right now, today, as I speak to you on the 15th of March, really amplifying all of this as well in the third quarter wane. So, yeah, I mean, I got some emails back from my Monday musing just saying, like, this was the best email I've ever read in my entire life. Thank you so much. All these sorts of things, which was really cute because, like I said, I was on some pretty strong pain meds, and it literally took me like 2.5 hours to write that motherfucking email. So, it's pretty much all I did all day. I had to cancel my day. And you just have to go with it. Like, there's just this element of laugh at the fuckery, throw your head back and laugh, surrender. If there is a week of astrofuckery and confusion and delusion, it's this week, like out of all the weeks of the year, because we have, it's just like, hello, we're living on Neptune. And there are two sides to the coin with this. You know, this could be a really flowy week for you. This could just be like, oh, I'm just chill, I'm just relaxed, I'm taking everything as it comes. And if you are more of a sort of relaxed, aligned person, this won't discombobulate you too much. But if you're usually maybe a sort of a discombobulated person, or you like a lot of control, like you've just got like, this has to be done, this has to be done, you know, this is around letting go of what you had planned and allowing whatever needs to land. That was sort of my like little sentence in my Monday musing, was just like allowing and releasing to let go of what you've planned to just allow what lands. And you know, for me personally, apart from my back, you know, I'm feeling okay. There's some, you know, weird little things externally that are going on, little bits of, again, discombobulation, you know, time mix-ups with clients, you know, all these sorts of things, techie details, because Mercury's involved, Mars is involved, the Sun's involved, Neptune's involved, and today the Moon is involved. So it is a pretty strange time. And like I said, you know, depending on your own chart, you might be thriving. This might feel really good, and that's great. Like, that's awesome, you know. All the astrologers do is talk about the sky weather. How that applies to you will land very differently. Yeah. Again, depending on your own chart, what I do find is heavy, mutable charts, they're used to discombobulation. They're used to sort of scattered energy because that's how they live, right? But for charts that aren't so scattery and discombobulated on the regs, it can sort of throw bits of spanners in the works because there's more consistency and reliability, you know, like mutability, unreliability, you know, fixed, reliable, like, you know, stubborn, not moving. So again, you've got to look at your own chart and what's going on. And you might even, as a fixed or cardinal heavy chart, or even as a mutable chart, just be witnessing things outside of yourself that is going on that doesn't massively affect you. And this is the thing, this may affect someone ever so slightly that it's like, oh, a time mix up, you know, like I waited half an hour for a client yesterday, you know, then we took another 15 minutes because she's in another country to, you know, log in, WhatsApps, this, all these sorts of things. And it was cruisy, it was easy, it just was what it was. Like, there's nothing I can do about that, you know. And in weeks like this, we must just surrender because whatever lands is exactly what we need. And you know, a lot of people talk about, oh, I just want to hide, I just want to hibernate. And it's like, yeah, but then you miss the point. Like, you know, we've got to go through it to go through it, you know, and that's astrology. Whilst we give the sky weather, it's about we've got to go through it to go through it, you know, like it's easy to you know, hide and not have to go out or not participate in life. Like, I mean, there's an element of easy to that. I'm sure it's not really easy, but hiding away and not dealing with things isn't easy at the end of the day. You know, it's a form of distraction or repression or oppression, you know, like it's not actually living. So in weeks like these, it's not around hiding and waiting for the week to be over. It's about participating it and seeing how you handle it. It's like, have you got all your ducks in a row? Are your, you know, are how sharp is your axe? How are your tools in your toolkit going? Are you in alignment? And when you are thrown out of alignment, how do you cope? Yeah. And the word creation and reaction, same letters. Same letters. So, you know, what are we doing with those two words? You know, is there a creation going on or a reaction going on? And you'll see, like when I was driving this morning, oh, the roads were just chaos, you know, like people are just there's all this traffic and all this. You could just feel that sort of scattered energy, and I'm sure it's affecting a lot of people. Like, people, you know, I have a lot of messages, and people like, I'm feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, wiped out, and that absolutely is just a part of what's happening this week. I mean, Mars is squaring Neptune right today, exactly pretty much as I'm speaking, at 25 degrees, Gemini, 25 degrees Pisces, and ultimately, you know, this is the final square. Mars has been in motherfucking Gemini. He's made a few squares already. Well, he's made two squares already to Neptune. This is his third and final pass. So this is going to pro this is wrapping up this Mars in Gemini transit that we've had, which has been happening since like August of 2022. It has been long, very cerebral, very mentally exhausting, but also extremely necessary. If you missed my Mars Masterclass last year, it was titled overstimulated and undernourished, and it was all around how the Gemini energy is lubrication for the future. We are slipstreaming into a new future dynamic, a new future technology, a new future coding. It's sort of like, it's very quantum. It's very, very quantum. The fact that we had the North Node in Gemini a few years ago, that was talking about our destiny and our Dharma. Then we had, now we've had Mars in Gemini for a very long period of time, which doesn't happen often in his retrogrades. A, Mars only retrogrades every 2 years, and every 2 years it's in different signs. So he actually hasn't had a full Mars retrograde for like, I can't remember. I did it all in my Mars masterclass, but don't ask me all the numbers today because there is the mind fog going on. But it's been a very long time, darlings. But this was around actioning what came about with that North Node in Gemini a few years ago. Okay, so this was a really pivotal, divinely orchestrated Mars retrograde. You cannot make this shit up. So Mars is now making his final square to Neptune, and Mars and Neptune together, they're an interesting combination. I think even if it's a happy combination, it's still an interesting one because Mars is action, Mars is drive, he's really, forging forward. And Neptune is floating and elusive, especially in Pisces. I mean, when we move into Neptune in Aries era, I mean, fucking, I am here for that shit. I cannot wait. But that will be a different dynamic for sure because, Neptune is uniting and blissful and dissolving. And, this is this universal bliss bubble, right? And Mars wants action. So they're coming together. And Mars is also our physical body, like our physical energy, too. So, this is where people might be feeling tired or exhausted. They just want to sleep. Maybe their bodies are going through stuff. Hello, back. Hello, shoulder. Hello, knee. Like, whatever is happening for you, right? The body is going through its own sort of initiations. And this Mars square Neptune is tying up this big Mars transit in Gemini. And ultimately, I mean, flip, this slipping into the new stream of consciousness with all this Gemini stuff, because in 2026, Uranus moves into Gemini for 7 years. This is pretty dynamic considering we're going to have Uranus in Gemini, Pluto in Aquarius. I mean, we're moving into the era of air. This started with the Jupiter Saturn conjunction, both in Aquarius, 00 degrees, on the fixed star of Altair, which is the Eagle star. I mean, there's just so much going on, and that was, a couple of years ago now. Saturn has moved on, obviously. I did my podcast last week, if you haven't listened to it, around Saturn and the full moon and sort of just debriefing on all of that stuff, which again was pretty big. And now we have this week, which can be confusing, which can be tiring, which can be overwhelming. I'm just like, if you are unclear, do nothing. And that is sometimes all you need to do. I watch so often with clients, or and it's such a wonderful Buddhist quote that I love, is that when muddy water left sit becomes clear. And it can be murky and muddy if you're splashing about in your own water, which is your own life, trying to make decisions, trying to get clear. Just think of that word, trying. If you're always trying to be happy, trying to get clear, trying to make a decision, guess what you're always going to be doing? Trying. You're not going to be doing, you're not going to be acting because you're going to be trying. So, this was a word that I pretty much eliminated in one of my very early courses that I attended in my 20s. Is this, obviously our words are powerful, they are magic, they are spells. So the word trying keeps us extremely stuck. When people say, I'm trying to this, I'm trying to that, I'm like, and you will continue to try because if you're not doing it or you're not taking action, then you're only trying. So you're sitting. So that's why when muddy water left sit, it becomes clear. Sometimes sitting in the disillusion or sitting in the mystery is more of a divine act of forward movement than continual movement, if you know what I mean. Like the splashing about makes it worse. Just think about how muddy that water is when you can't make a decision, when you keep splashing, you can't see the bottom. So you sit still, and yeah, it might take a week, it might take 2 weeks, who knows? It's called patience. Yeah, it's called restraint, the art of restraint, which is a very foreign concept to so many, especially these days, because everyone wants everything yesterday. And that is what this week is asking, is just sit. Sit in stillness if you need to. Allow, surrender, let go. It's probably not the best week to be making big decisions like quitting your job, like spending a huge amount of money. It's not a good week for these big decisions. We're tying up the astrological year. We're releasing, we're putting red bows on boxes, we're closing out chapters, we're burning bridges and books and fucking old shit. This week there is an uncertain energy lingering. Whether it's hitting you or not, it's still there. Like, that's undeniable. It's there. We have Mars square Neptune. We have the Sun square Neptune. We have Mercury square Neptune. The Sun is self. Again, physical body. Again, if you are feeling tired, exhausted over the next couple of days, the Sun and Mars, both very vital, vitality, energized planets, making a square to very sublime Neptune, which can be just that. It can be sublime and dreamy, and maybe it's just a time to Netflix and chill and write some poetry and, chase a butterfly. Like, literally, like, just fucking watch nature for a bit if you need to. Get clear by not thinking. Then Mercury squaring Neptune again. Like, what decisions you're gonna make, what friggin' conversations you're gonna have. Oh, they're gonna be like, there's gonna be miscommunications, there's gonna be misunderstandings. Even if you're like, no, I've never been clearer. Well, you might in your own delusional mind, but the people that you're talking to might think you are off it, right? So the thing is that contracts, this is bigger than a fucking Mercury retrograde. Like, let's be honest, like, Mercury retrograde, three times a year, it's all G. This is like living on Neptune, living in La La Land, and that's what was so funny about my Monday musing, was because I was pepped up on like strong anti-inflammatories and things for my back. I was just like, ugh, I was like out, literally out of it all day. Now, I don't do drugs, I don't do anything that takes me away from reality, because I love reality, and in reality is where you can find enlightenment, not through escaping reality. And in these times, especially now with Saturn in Pisces, like doing all the drugs and all the things that you think are spiritually cool and apt, no. Especially if you've got Moon in Pisces, Sun in Pisces, you're having big Neptune transits. That escapism is taking you further and further and further away from true enlightenment, from your higher source, from truly devoted divine communion with the universe. As much as as much as that might sound, like it's not true, it is true. And escaping reality through drugs that even might seem cool because they're spiritually in, is escaping yourself, is moving further away from your soul. And these are the waters that we do not want to be doing that stuff in. I mean, I would say never, but that's just because that's my personal foundation, is that I can find all of that through a tree without having to be off my face. It's just, I can be completely aligned and connect into those sources. And that's my journey, and everyone's journey is different. But with Saturn in Pisces, escapism and drugs and alcohol and all those sorts of things, are going to be extremely detrimental to people's mental health. And I don't know if I shared this on my podcast last week. Maybe I did, but I'm being very honest. I'm seeing a lot of scrambled egg heads. They're doing a lot of trips, a lot of all the things, and they think that they're so clear and that they're all these things. And I'm giving you the hot tip: when you actually in reality with no rose-colored glasses, thinking straight, talking to these people, they're scrambled. They are scrambled. All of their energetics are scrambled. Their mind is scrambled. Their neural pathways are scrambled because they're thinking something that isn't true. They're living in the illusion. So they're not actually tapping out of the matrix. They're becoming something that's not actually, that's so elusive that it's got nothing to do with the matrix anymore. Like, yeah, for some of us, we don't sort of live in society and things like that. But that's not an escapism. That's because we know the hidden agendas, and we can see what's really going on, right? Like, you know, we see all of those things and we live in a different sort of sphere quantum wise, but these scrambled egg people that are doing these drugs, like, just let me give you the hot tip, there are a lot of people doing it. They are teachers, they are mentors, they are people who are giving people advice, and then I'm seeing them and hearing them and I'm blown away. I'm just blown away. And it's so fucking crazy, because let's go back 28 years ago when I was a teenager. So when I was a young teenager, from that 11 through to 13, 14 or whatever, when Saturn was moving through Pisces, the last time, I was watching people do acid, right? Take trips, you know, do all of these sorts of drugs, right? And I was just, and I'm not saying that I didn't, I did, when I was a teenager, did do drugs a few times. I'm not into that sort of stuff. I did smoke pot. Absolutely. Was, you know, I grew up with parents who smoked pot. So that was just like normal living for us. But, and yeah, I mean, I haven't done anything in over 20 years. It's just not something that I can, my body likes or handles, or I don't need it to be in alignment or all those things. But as a teenager, yes, absolutely. And so there's a few things that I've done, and you know, it's like I'm going back in time, but now it's like this, like, let's all talk about doing it. Whereas back in the day, it's like, oh, you did a trip and you sort of did it on the down low and stuff like that. And then I would watch people just, you know, getting lost in these worlds, getting lost in these trips or acid or MD. I don't know, all the things that are out now. I've got no idea. It's not stuff that I do. But yeah, like all of this stuff. So it's very fascinating to me that it has really come full circle, that now I'm witnessing that as an adult, because I'm not a teenager anymore. And it's the same thing. It's the fucking same thing. It is wild. So we've got 3 years of this. And this month, I mean, well, this week of Pisces season is really sort of amping that up. It's very, very interesting. I am just becoming the ultimate observer. Like, these are observations. These are things that are happening in my film, my field. And yeah, I feel like I'm like a researcher and I'm just watching like how it feels like I am back in time with all of these people losing their mind on drugs but thinking that they're so enlightened and that they're having all these amazing downloads. And it's like, no, like, you're not in reality. Like, that is not real. That is not tangible. That is not sustainable. That is not God. That is not the universe. That is this altered state of being that isn't real, that's an illusion, right? And Saturn in Pisces is actually asking us to anchor down into the earth, to become one through being solid. So we're going to dissolve, but in this very grounding way. You know, we're going to put these practices into use. It's a good use. Daily discipline, commitment, responsibility, tenacity. Yeah, like, this is a beautiful transit to really activate your own spiritual dharma. Yeah, it really is. Like, just hot tip, such a beautiful, so here for Saturn in Pisces, so fucking here for it. Anyway, getting back to this week, which is totally, of course, I talked about drugs, because hello, everything Neptune, everything disassociating, everything escapism, right? If you're needing to rest this week, please do, darlings. This isn't the week to push or to pry or to force. This is the week to definitely just relax, let go, allow, surrender, and just whatever comes up, just to move with that. Watch how you react in these times. And especially if you are on a physical level, feeling really tired and overwhelmed, you know, if you can, it's okay. Anything goes this week. You might feel like sleeping more. You might feel like just cups of tea out in the sun. You might feel like having a car scream, really loud music, shaking your body out. You may feel like, you know, whatever. It's just like an anything goes week. Really, just don't take anything too seriously. Don't take anything too personally. You know, don't push yourself into oblivion. We're really on that, you know, the eye of a needle here. These next few days are huge for the discombobulation because of all the squares to Neptune. Plus, we are going to have these kazemis happen. So the superior conjunction of Mercury, planet of the mind and communication, hitting the sun in Pisces. You know, Mercury is in his detriment in Pisces. He doesn't function as well there, which is another reason everything can be very foggy and confusing and elusive while Mercury moves through Pisces. But this superior conjunction, when, which is called a Kazemi, when the planet is in the heart of the sun, there can be some sort of illumination, like some sort of gift. So pay attention to over the next couple of days when this Kazemi hits, which must be like maybe the 17th, I want to say. Well, the 17th, Mercury moves into Aries. Thank the fucking Lord for that. So it must be maybe the 16th. Sorry, I can't check. And I don't have it written down. So today's the 15th. Yeah, so it must be tomorrow, because at the moment we have Mars, Neptune, 25. Then the sun is going to hit Neptune in that Neptune Kazemi at 25. And I'm pretty sure Mercury does the same thing. So yeah, pay attention on the 16th. You might actually find this real sweet spot of something that lands for you. Some idea that comes to you that can be really beautiful, because this is the start of the new Mercury cycle. And then Mercury is going to move as far as he can away from the sun astronomically before he begins his first retrograde, which happens in May. So we're going to be building up to this first retrograde. Yeah. So not only are we having all of these squares to Mars, but we're also having Mercury and Neptune coming into this Kazemi with the sun. So there's something really big here. And again, it's very Neptunian. Okay. So like I said, anything goes. Rest as you need. Patience is required. But, you know, keep your mind open to something that might land for you as well, especially in that Kazemi. Yeah. Mercury is starting his new cycle. I have sort of said as the hot tip, you know, this probably isn't the week to have those big, big conversations you need to have with, you know, a partner or anything too logical. If you can avoid anything too logical over the next few days, that would be wise, and not making those big decisions. You know, we are in this final week of the astro year. So continue to release and purge. Now, I just want to say that, like, all these dates that are coming up, some pretty big energies, okay? Well, on the 17th, Mercury moves into Aries. You know, this is great. We're going to start to get some clarity again, start to take action on our thoughts and, you know, and start to communicate, yes, a little bit more brashly, but, you know, with a little bit more logic and with a little bit more, like, discernment. And I'm taking this step, I'm taking this action, this is what I want, this is what I want to do, this is my direction. So this can be really good. Then Venus moves into her home sign of Taurus on the 19th. We can all celebrate. She's at home. Everything is to do with sex and love and pleasure and good food and fucking and all the good things. Hello, welcome to my life, Venus in Taurus native. And if you have your Venus in Taurus, happy Venus return. We will be having our Venus return over the next few weeks. Then on the 21st, the sun moves into Aries. Hello, astrological new year. We begin again, new turn of the wheel. Autumn begins if you're in the southern, spring begins if you're in the northern. Then the day after, on the 22nd, we have this Aries new moon, which is the first new moon of the astro year. This is exciting. It's at 00 degrees of Aries, which is huge. It's an anaretic degree. Now, this is the first of two new moons in Aries, which I have been banging on about because it's a big deal. We have this 00 degree new moon in Aries, which is really the beginning, the first deacon of Aries in Aries season, with the sun there, with Mercury there, all wanting action, all wanting to move forward, all getting ready to seed and plan our next 12 months. So this is exciting and very dynamic. Yeah. Then a month later, we have a black moon solar eclipse at 29 degrees, which is the other anaretic degree of Aries. We are getting two moons, both new, one's a solar eclipse in Aries. This is a big time. And so I am doing a live class on this because I think that this is a really pertinent time for everyone to come together to map out what's ahead and to prepare for eclipse season, which will come late April and move into May. Yeah, we are really, it's a very interesting eclipse season this year, with a new moon in Aries eclipse at that anaretic degree. It's also a black moon solar eclipse. Again, very important. So that Aries house is getting a real huge friggin' initiation at both of the anaretic degrees, the beginning and the end. So we're having an Aries eclipse, which we haven't had for nearly 10 years, and then we're having the final full moon eclipse in Scorpio, which will happen in Taurus season. This will be the last eclipse in Scorpio, closing out our 18 months of Taurus and Scorpio eclipses. So it is big. So on the 22nd, if you haven't already jumped onto my website, tiani.com.au, what are you doing? It's $35. You're going to get 2 hours with me. We're going to look at where all of this stuff is happening in your own chart. I'm going to prepare you for the eclipse season. It's going to be a rad couple of hours. Like, what are you doing? Jump onto my website on the masterclasses. You have to register to become a site member because the website is like a now, it's like an app. So you, once you register to become a site member and you purchase something, you can always go back then and re-watch it. Yeah? You don't have to have an email. You don't have to save it. You just go straight back onto my website, log in as a member, and there is anything that you've purchased for re-watch. It's like your own little app, Tiani app. You know, it's your own little Tiani app for anything you ever purchase off me. You can go straight back in, log in, and rewatch it. So come and join me on that Aries new moon, the first one. I'm going to prep you on that first new moon of the astro year in Aries. We're going to go through all the things next week on the 22nd. And this is in the heart. Like, this is the prequel of, you know, we've got the 17th Mercury in Aries, Venus moving into Taurus on the 19th, Aries season, new astrological year, equinox 21st. New moon in Aries, 22nd, 23rd, Pluto into Aquarius for the first time in 248 years. This is huge. And then Mars moving into Cancer on the 25th. So we've got a really big week coming up, especially from like the 21st, you know, like those few days after that, we've just got ingress after ingress and like big shit going on. So this is a really great time to, again, release any stagnant energy, really let go of fucking everything, you know, not in that like, oh, let go, but actually do the work, dig deep, darlings, dig deep. And because we're in all of this sort of discombobulation, I just needed a little drinky because I've literally been talking for 30 minutes straight with not even a little sip. Yeah, this is a time to even get rid of your own illusions, my friends. You know, like, what are you telling yourself? And you're just lying to yourself. You know, like, this is Neptune. You know, Neptune is very, very good at self-deception and deceiving others. And, you know, what are we lying to ourselves about? Where are we not committing and, you know, wearing rose-colored glasses and just really not making that dedication and that declaration to ourselves, you know? Use this week to clear out, to clean out on an energetic level and on a physical level and on a metaphorical level and emotional and mental, like all those things. Just be mindful of this very discombobulated energy. If you're feeling confused or unclear or uncertain, again, just remember to sit in that. You know, you don't have to make a decision this week. And if you do, you don't. You know, like that's how I see it. You don't. You do not have to make a decision this week if you're feeling very unclear about something. Have patience, ground in, take a breath. We've got some big things coming over the next week or so. So I'm gonna over and out it right now. Go and heat up my heat pack, put that on my back, chill out before I have my session with my client. So I'm wishing you all so much love journeying and navigating through this foggy time, wading through the waters of the last bit of Pisces season as we float on the nebulous Neptune and, you know, mysticize and romanticize, which can be great too if we just need a bit of a mental break. But know that, you know that we can come back into our bodies, be embodied, you know, and be initiated into this energy. But you know, this is a big release portal. You know, Pisces season, the death portal, the womb, the eye of the needle, the birth canal. You know, we're really coming out the other side now. And yeah, be gentle with yourselves. Be very, very gentle, darlings, and be gentle with others too. Yeah, be gentle, be kind. Love you lots. Bye.